Hey everybody, welcome back. Excited for our deep dive today. We're looking at the book of Proverbs, but with a bit of a twist, a skeptical twist.
Interesting.
So we've got some excerpts here that take a look at kind of some of the wisdom and advice in Proverbs and how it holds up in the modern world.
Yeah, that's always a fascinating question when we look at these ancient texts.
Yeah.
Right? We revere them for their wisdom, but then looking at them with a critical eye.
Exactly.
You know, can reveal both timeless truths and then also some ideas that maybe feel a little outdated today.
Well, and that's one of the things that I found so interesting right off the bat.
Yeah.
In these excerpts is they talk about Proverbs as being an ancient Twitter feed.
Oh, wow.
And
yeah. I like that.
That's such a great
way
to think about it, because
these
short sayings to the point pieces of advice.
And it really highlights the fact that some of these are pretty universal. Right? So, you know, those that deal with like kindness and honesty and hard work, you know, those are things that are pretty much applicable across time.
Yeah. Those are
But then there are others that deal with social hierarchies or specific roles for men and women.
Yeah.
You know, that really reflect the cultural norms.
Well, the time, at the time, And that kind of leads into this other big theme that I thought was fascinating, which is this whole wisdom versus wealth thing.
Interesting.
You know, Proverbs seems to come down pretty squarely on the side of wisdom being more valuable. But I don't know.
Well, and they kind of...
Can you really separate those two?
Yeah.
Especially in the modern world.
They paint this picture where wisdom is this inherent quality that leads to success. But we know today that access to resources, education, mentors can really impact someone's ability to gain knowledge and make wise decisions.
I mean, sometimes it feels like you need some level of financial security to even have the time and energy to pursue wisdom.
Yeah.
So is it almost like wealth helps the pursuit of wisdom in some ways?
Well, it's not a simple answer.
Okay.
Right? Because on the one hand, wealth can definitely open doors, provide opportunities, but it can also create blind spots.
Yeah.
And, you know, someone who's really struggling to make ends meet might develop a completely different kind of wisdom.
Yeah.
Born out of necessity and resourcefulness.
I like that.
You see what I mean?
Yeah. Different kinds of wisdom.
Yeah.
And speaking of different, you know, one of the things that I was thinking about as I was reading these excerpts was this whole section on the virtuous woman in Proverbs 31. And I know she's praised for all these amazing things, but a lot of them seem to be domestic skills. And it just feels a little...
Well, this is where I think historical context is really important to keep in mind, right? Because at that time, a woman's role was largely confined to the home. But today, we recognize the value of women's contributions.
Of course.
In every sphere of life.
Yeah.
Way beyond just... the domestic duties.
So then how should we interpret those passages today?
Yeah.
Like, can we still find value in them?
Yeah, I think the key is to engage with them critically.
Okay.
Right. So recognize the historical context, acknowledge the limitations.
Okay.
But then also look for those underlying principles.
Yeah.
That might still resonate.
Okay.
So for example, with the virtuous woman, you know, she's praised for her diligence, her care for others, her wise management of resources. Those qualities are still valuable today.
Yeah.
Regardless of gender roles.
Yeah, I like that.
That's a really good point. Right.
And it makes me think about another proverb that is definitely controversial today. The whole spare the rod, spoil the child. Which clearly our understanding of child development has come a long way since then.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We now know that physical punishment can actually be harmful. And there are much more effective and compassionate approaches to discipline.
Right. So how do you... How do we reconcile these old teachings?
That's a great example of how we need to kind of evaluate that ancient wisdom in light of modern knowledge.
Yeah. Is it even possible?
I think it's about recognizing that wisdom is an ongoing journey.
Okay.
Not a static set of rules.
Uh-huh.
You know, we learn, we grow, we adapt.
Yeah.
The book of Proverbs can still offer valuable insights, but we need to approach it with a discerning mind.
Right.
You know, weighing the wisdom of the past against what we know now.
That makes sense.
You know, it's not about blindly following. It's about thinking about it.
Right.
Yeah. And to add another layer to all of this,
okay,
the excerpts point out that it's likely that Proverbs had multiple authors.
Yes.
Not just Solomon, as is
traditionally believed, right?
Traditionally believed, yeah.
And that changes things, right?
Yeah.
Because it means that we're not dealing with a single unified voice,
uh-huh,
but a collection of perspectives,
yeah,
maybe even disagreements.
Wow.
So
it's really interesting.
It challenges us to read Proverbs not as this monolithic text,
okay,
but as a conversation.
Wow.
A debate, even.
So what does this all mean for us today?
I think it reminds us that even these ancient texts can spark these really relevant conversations,
mm-hmm,
you know, and engaging with them critically,
yeah,
with an open mind and a healthy dose of skepticism,
mm-hmm,
can enrich our understanding of,
yeah,
both the past and ourselves.
I love that.
Yeah.
So to wrap things up,
yeah,
I have a question for you and for everyone listening. If you could add your own Proverbs to the book of Proverbs,
okay,
based on your own experience and your own insights,
yeah,
what would it be?
Ooh.
Something to think about.
I like that.
As we finish up our exploration of,
yeah,
ancient wisdom in a modern world.
Awesome.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks, everybody.
We'll see you next time.
See ya.